Here we go. Hi, my name is Father Mike Schmitz, and this is Ascension Presents. So not too long ago, I had the opportunity to accompany a bunch of our college students on a pilgrimage to Poland. One of the things we talk about when it comes to pilgrimages is we say pilgrimages are a microcosm of real life. And they're a microcosm of real life in so many ways. But one of those ways is because you kind of get what you get, you know? You have all your expectations, you have all of your hopes, you have all of the things you want to get from life, and then you get what you get. Same thing is true of a pilgrimage. The original pilgrimage was scheduled to go to the Holy Land. We had a bunch of students sign up to go to the Holy Land, and then what happens is there's conflict now in the Holy Land, and so they had to reroute the pilgrimage, and we got to choose to go to Poland. I'm not sure any of the college students who were with us in Poland would have ever signed up for a pilgrimage if they knew it was going to Poland. Does that make sense? They all signed up thinking, we're going to the Holy Land. I used to say this. I used to say, we were supposed to go to the Holy Land, but we're going to Poland. And then I had to change how I talked. I had to change and say, well, actually, I don't think we were supposed to go to the Holy Land. We were scheduled to go to the Holy Land. We were planning on going to the Holy Land. But that trip, that pilgrimage to Poland was the pilgrimage that God orchestrated. There's something about going to Poland that was remarkable. And it was that I didn't really want to go to Poland. I wanted to go to the Holy Land. I've been there a bunch of times. I'm going back again. I wanted our students to experience the Holy Land. But the pilgrimage that God orchestrated was a pilgrimage to Poland. Okay, this is not the pilgrimage that was scheduled, but it was the pilgrimage that God orchestrated. And you might be able to say the same thing about your life. This is not the life that I scheduled, not the life I planned, but this is the life that God has orchestrated. With all the ups and downs, with all the struggles, with all the sufferings, with all the joys that were unexpected, and all the struggles and trials that were unexpected. Maybe you're in the midst of a life that you didn't plan, but it is the life that God orchestrated. What do I say to that? I say yes, right? That's the call. The call is, okay, God, this moment is from your hands. I say yes. One of the gifts of going to Poland was we got to go to all these incredible spiritual places. Pope John Paul II's hometown is the apartment he grew up in. Got to go to Częstochowa, Our Lady of the Black Madonna, right? We got to go to Divine Mercy Shrine, all these things. But one day we got to go to Auschwitz, which was a humbling honor. I'll say that. Now, I had been to Dachau in Germany years ago, maybe 25 years ago. And they even told us back then, they said, well, you know, Dachau in Germany was a concentration camp. But if you ever get to Auschwitz in Poland, Auschwitz was a death camp. And I was like, oh, okay. I intellectually understood that. But then as we were taking this long, long tour through Auschwitz, like maybe 3 hours or more than 3 hours, it was very, very clear. Like, oh, that's what this means. That people were brought here to die. And they did. The average life expectancy of someone at Auschwitz was 3 months. Some people survived, of course, but most people didn't. But here's the thing. Here's the pilgrimage that got orchestrated. We were walking through Auschwitz, and I had 3 layers on. It was cold. It was maybe only even in the 30s, so not for a northern Minnesotan person, it's not that cold. But I had 3 layers on, and I was shivering. I was cold. I was uncomfortable, even though we're walking through this place. And I kept being reminded of the fact that, oh, I had breakfast this morning, and in an hour and a half, I will get back on a warm bus, and I'll have supper, and I'll sleep in a bed tonight. And I got 3 layers, and I'm just walking around. And I kept thinking of all of the people who they were there, and they had threadbare clothes. And they slept on a plank that might have been covered with lice or bed bugs, covered with vomit, covered with feces, and then had to work all day. We got a little bit of food, because one of the ways that the Nazis killed those in Auschwitz was either by the gas chamber and then incineration, or they literally just worked them and starved them to death. They knew how much food it would take to keep a person living for a long time, and they knew that we'll just give them a little less, so they'll work themselves to death and then ultimately starve. Typically, that's how it would happen. And there's some people, there's some stories of people in Auschwitz and Dachau and Buchenwald and Birkenau, all these places. There are some people that when they got to Auschwitz, the best part of them was revealed. People like St. Maximilian Kolbe and countless others. And they cared about their neighbor. They cared about the people around them. They're willing to make sacrifices for the people next to them. And as I was walking through this place at Auschwitz, it was like walking through an examination of conscience. Because like my heart was, a part of my heart was revealed to me. I was like, oh, I don't think I'd be that person. I think that this place would have revealed the worst of me. And that's just, and I think there's something about that, that just like, well, this is what God orchestrated. Why? Because he wanted to show me that. He wanted to show me my own. I mean, of course, he wanted to show me the what we can do to each other, what ordinary people can do to ordinary people. Because the Nazis, the Gestapo, all these people, they're ordinary people. They weren't any more evil than you and I are. And the people who rose to the top in the sense of like they had virtuous lives, even in Auschwitz, they were ordinary people. People who sunk to the bottom and acted as animals, ordinary people. Some people, again, Auschwitz revealed the best of their hearts, and some people, Auschwitz revealed the worst of their hearts. And it just was one of those situations where I was like, okay, God, we need to talk about this. Because I have a sense that this place would reveal the worst of me. So now what do you want me to do with that? And that's the takeaway here. Okay, God, if that's true, and it is true, what do you want me to do with that? Remember, a pilgrimage is a microcosm of life, which means that, yes, on this pilgrimage, something was revealed to me, that there are some situations in life that would reveal the worst part of me. That means that there's the macro, right, perspective, that actual life, the same thing happens. There are some aspects in life that, God, I know, they reveal the worst in me. So the best thing I can do is acknowledge that truth, to enter into that truth and say, okay, God, what do you want me to do with this truth? Do you want me to call out for your grace? Let me call out for your help. Let me call out and cast myself upon you, because I am not. Talked about all last Lent, Father Walter Chizek had said, when he failed, he realized, I am nowhere near the man I thought I would be. That's a good realization, because it reminds us, I need God's grace. I need Jesus so much, because God willing, you and I will never be in Auschwitz or a place like Auschwitz. But we are in life, and life reveals that. It reveals the best of us, and it also reveals the worst in us. But both our best and our worst need Jesus. And that was something that just was revealed to me. I need Jesus more than I thought I did. I still need him more than I can even possibly imagine. And I wonder if it's not true that you do too. Anyways, from all of us here at Ascension Presents, my name is Father Mike. God bless.